This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. As we all know, there are plenty of trade issues yet to be resolved. But for some U.S. producers, things aren't looking terrible on the export front. Kevin Jones, chairman of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, says there's always room for improvement.
Could be better, could be worse. I know we've had a good year this year for exports. 2019 in the beef is going to be about even with 2018. But 2018 was also a record year. So as we go into 2020 on the beef side, I think we're going to see some of these issues get resolved, and I'm looking for improved and increased exports on the beef side.
Jones says it's been a pretty good year on the pork side with double-digit growth likely by year-end, but on the beef side, it's a bit rougher with those 60% tariffs going into China.
Plus some other non-tariff trade issues, especially on the beef side, that are really hampering any trade there. So I guess we're looking forward to seeing, hopefully, that gets taken off soon, the 60% additional tariffs, and get back down to where we can start really moving some product. And if we get some of the non-tariff trade issues resolved, especially on the beef side, I think we could see major exports going into China.
Tune in tomorrow for more on Jones' take for U.S. meat exports and some pending trade deals heading into 2020.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.